Blog Talk Radio.
Children see him lily white, the baby Jesus born this night. Some children see him lily white, with tresses soft and fair. Some children see him bronze and brown, the Lord of heaven to earth come down. Some children see him bronze and brown, with dark and heavy children see him on the night, the Savior whom we kneel beside. Some children see him on the night, with skin of golden hue. Some children him dark as day, sweet Mary's son to whom we pray. Some children see him dark as day, and oh, they love him. The children in each different place will see the baby Jesus' face, like bare but bright with heavenly grace, and filled with holy light. Oh, each earthly thing, and with thy heart as offering, come worship now the infant King. 'Tis love that's born tonight.
Good morning, friends. This is Blog Talk Radio and the Cosmic Citizen.
We had some technical difficulties early on, but I think we got through it. It was an interesting dilemma. I called in as the host, and I couldn't hang up on myself and recall back in. So I had to call in under a different number. Very interesting dilemma. But anyway, I think we're on right now with my dear friend, Diane Labreck. And this is the third in a series of shows that we've done on being the child, the children of God, the offspring of the great and glorious Creator. Sons and daughters of God, and also we're going to be talking about the meaning of Christmas. Diane, are you there?
Ho, 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 from up north. Yes,
I am. From up north. You guys are actually doing pretty good up there. It's balmy, I heard. We're under about a foot of snow here in Colorado.
You're doing much worse than we are. We're thin on asphalt.
Well,
we just yesterday we had a beautiful, beautiful snow. You know, the kind that you read in fairy tales?
Mm-hmm.
It was just like that, but very mild.
Oh, great.
Yes.
Yeah, well, we had quite a storm here a couple of days ago and gave us about 12 inches of snow. And But right now the sky is bright blue and it's
clear. The Christmas spirit.
So you have white and blue and purple mountains out the window. It's really beautiful.
Great.
Yeah, and I hope it's beautiful wherever you are, our listeners. And I wish.
What's most important
Christmas.
To be beautiful in the heart?
It is. You know, I read once that you can seek beauty everywhere, but unless you carry it with you, you will find it not. And
so true.
I think Jesus said it in another way. He said, as you seek, so shall you find. And to me, that means you find what you're looking for. If you're looking for, negative things, then that's what you find. But if you're looking for the beauty and the positive things, then that's what you find. So this show...
True, Paula.
Yeah. It's just so like him to say something so profound, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, last night I went to see this beautiful movie we bought at Zoo, which I invite everyone to go see because it's a true story, it's a beautiful story, and it's exactly about that beauty because it's Matt Damon who's looking for a new home because his wife passed away and his two children and him are sad and all this, and he wants something new, and he looks for the help of a real estate agent, and finally they end up in this place where they see, like, the real estate agent says to him, like, oh, that's too complicated and blah, 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 and so on and so forth, just like we adults tend to do very often, more than necessary. And then this beautiful, charming little girl, 7 years old, she looks and she says, Papa, Daddy, we're buying a zoo. And she sees the beauty of it, and she totally sees it through the eyes of the purity of a child. And it turns out to be, it's not just a nice story, it's a true story that exists in the United States. And it turned out to be that from her seeing the beauty and him, Matt Damon, representing the father and looking at her and having faith in her, says, we are buying this place after all. And everybody looks at him like, are you crazy or what? And it turns out that, I won't tell the clue to everyone, but it turns out a beautiful true life story, and it started by seeing the beauty that comes from within and that communion she had with the animals. And it was God's hand all along the movie. Very beautiful.
Oh, beautiful. I love stories like that. And
yes.
You know, this
very
is the time
inspiring.
Of year. Yeah. Yeah, this is the time of year to be inspired. And,
yes.
The
yes.
last couple of shows we've been talking about hardship and how beauty and goodness can come out of that. In fact, sometimes the worst things that ever happen to you transform to become the best things that ever happened to you, a true blessing in disguise.
Exactly. It's a gift in disguise. And so
yeah.
This is the same thing when their mother dies and his wife and their mother dies. It is a really bad thing, naturally. But it's a gift in disguise because once they've overcome the sadness and the tears, and that's what makes us grow. But, we have to realize that everybody's tested, and it's not the first woman that dies. And so Matt Damon, represents, acts very well in the way that, hey, we got to get on with our life and do something. And once they have the courage, those those are all fruits of the Spirit, and he has the courage to open the box with the black paper and the black book.
Hello, friends. Can you hear us now? Diane, are you with me?
Yes, I am.
Okay. We're having those technical difficulties, and it stems from the fact that I could not call back in as the host, so I don't know how long we're going to be able to go today, but we'll see. So, yeah, you were right in the middle of telling us that
that we must have faith.
Yeah, yeah.
And that sometimes faith comes from the child, the heart of a child. And that beautiful movie is that example. And it's also a true life story, so it's an inspiring story instead of the war stories that we hear and the godless stories that we know. It's a godlike story. It's a love story. It's beautiful, and yet it's not rosy pink, like there's no problem. On the opposite, they get to a point where they are faced with obstacles, major obstacles. But again, you see the hand of God moving along. At one point, I won't give the cue, but at one point something happens when it's either going to make it or break it, and it makes it because of something that happens that's beyond anyone's control. And you can see as a true life story that when you do have faith and when your heart is pure and your intention is pure, God is perfect. And like Jesus said, with God all things are possible. And he has his vast universe of angels and beings that can help. So he just has to go bing, and he rearranges things, and then things come along, and it made it, and it was beautiful. So it's a very inspiring movie, especially in the time of that spirit of Christmas, which I like to call the Mass of Christ believers. So it's very nice.
Well, the spirit of Christ Mass, or the Mass of Christ believers, I love the way you say that, and that's certainly what we're talking about today. We want to explore the meaning of Christmas and the meaning, you know, isn't it interesting? I think I've said before, I love Christmas. I find that it's probably unique as a holiday in all of creation, I bet. I'm willing to imagine that there are no other planets in all of creation that have Christmas trees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a tradition that's unique. It has evolved on this world, and it's unique. It doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen on other worlds.
And you know the beauty. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, we were most blessed to have the bestowal of the Creator Son. It happens only once in the history of a universe, and our world seems to sense how special it is, even if we don't know exactly why. And to me, that exactly why is the meaning of Christmas. And
yes. And the Jesus really is the Son of God, as we know, perfect. So he had that vision and knew that one day we would receive the revelation. We would receive the Urantia book as the fifth apocryphal revelation. And that we would know his true birthday, which is August 21st, 7 BC. But look at the name, Christmas. Not Christ's birthday or Christ having to do with his day. We have, because of the Mithraic religion and all the different cults, we have come to believe that. But even as I think I told you a story a while ago, a couple of years ago, my sister, my beloved sister Marie, once gave me a gift, a little book that she bought at a religious store. And it was, you know, like those stores where you buy things for 50 cents, $1, $2. So she bought this little book for $1 or $2. But when she saw it, she said, oh, Diana's going to love that. So she gave it to me, and I, to this day, I still have it. And what amazed me is that it is a Christian book. It is a book that's been that has the stamp of Rome. And what amazed me is that all of a sudden I was reading through the book, and in the very first pages it says, well, further to scientific studies, we have come to discover that Jesus doesn't look like it were. Jesus was born on December 25th of the year zero, like we count it, but it seems that